Able-bodied woman married to disabled man says he can satisfy her.
Let's take a look here. What the fuck? Well, he's a quadro. I think she's hot. What the hell? Whoa, what the hell is going on here? He's a quadriplegic. What the fuck? All right. First of all, I'm going to say, you go, pal. Lucky you. You're the man. You got a hottie and you're quadriplegic. You probably need a strap to hold your head up. The fucking guy is strapped into that fucking chair. He can only move his head. But her, wow, she's got to be damaged goods. She's got to be damaged goods. Why would she want to be with him? I mean, no offense to the dude, and I'm not attacking, the dude, but what the fuck does she get out of it? This is a very bizarre story. I don't understand these kind of arrangements. What's in it for her? I mean, she's a hottie. She's definitely not a naughty. I mean, she's good-looking broad, and she's young, and she's fertile. What the hell is she doing with him? I mean, more power to you, pal, but her? There's some bats in the fucking belfry to want to be with this fucking guy. I know I wouldn't want to be with some broad that was a quadriplegic. I'd have to do everything in bed. She's got to do everything in bed, too. I mean, I don't mind doing a lot of stuff, but Jesus Christ, I have to pick her up and move her around and fucking, you know, arrange each fucking position. I mean, if I'm going to have somebody that is that immobile, I might as well get a fucking sex doll. At least a sex doll is going to have some curves and muscle tone and some meat in all the right fucking places. Some broad that's a quadriplegic, it's going to be like banging somebody that just came out of Auschwitz after a year and a half. Did any of those Jews live for a year and a half after Auschwitz? If they did, they would look like this guy. What the fuck? I don't understand this. Anyway, before I get into this wacky fucking story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pill-in-your-face nature of my content, the way I tell it like it is, I'd like to invite you to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest you at least follow me on Twitter and Facebook so you can keep abreast of any new content that I post to my BitChute channel, which is an alternative media platform. It's very much like YouTube, except they don't censor you nearly as much. You want to follow me there, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go there and give me a follow. And if you're visiting my website at TheRealistPhilosopher.com, you'll find a lot of interesting and useful off-show services that I offer in the middle of the page. And at the very bottom, you will find three donation options if you would like to support my continued content creation. So go check it out, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And don't forget to visit and follow me on BitChute. Okay, back to the story. So we have Quadro Dude. I don't know how the fuck he gets around. Does he blow into one of those fucking hoses? Like two blows for forward, one blow for left, two blows for right, and maybe three blows for forward? I don't know. Is he able to breathe on his own? Holy shit. I don't think his arms work. They're too shriveled. Dudes in wheelchairs whose arms work, they got big fucking guns. This guy, his entire body is just emaciated. So, and he's with this hottie. It's got to be for safety. I can tell you her story real quick. This broad, she banged a bunch of dudes when she was young. She jumped on the cock carousel at 13, 14 years old, maybe even younger. Got burned, got hurt, because men are doing what women have taught them to. They're banging and clanging you. Which is what the women think is a perfectly normal thing to do for them. We want to be just like the men's ears. We want to be pigs. Which men never were, in general. But women think they were, and now we need to become the men's and bang all these men's. And then you wonder why you can't find a dude. Because you're giving them what they want. Used to be, they would marry you to get access. Now you're giving access up front. Why would they commit? They already got what they wanted, you dumb broads. And then they wonder why they're alone. And they can't find some dude. And then they get damaged and bitter and angry. And then they get with a dude like this, whose arms and legs don't work. Because, well, he's safe. He won't cheat on me. He's happy to have anybody. He's so appreciative. He loves me so much. He's so reliant on me. He'll never leave. He makes me feel so safe and secure. I don't know how the fuck he makes me feel safe. Somebody breaks into your fucking house, what's he gonna do? Ram him with his wheelchair at 2 miles a fucking hour? What the fuck is this guy gonna do? Better get a fucking guard dog, honey. This guy's not gonna defend you. So I don't know how he's making you feel safe. I guess insofar as she knows he's not gonna leave. It's very unlikely that this guy would dump her. Although, didn't Stephen Hawking dump his first wife and find some other broad he hooked up with his nurse or something? Although, I think Stephen Hawking had money. He published a lot of fucking books. One letter at a fucking time. He had this fucking keyboard that followed his eyes. And then, you know, he would get to the... He would look at A. And then, you know, the sensor would follow his eye and see he's looking at A. And then he would probably blow into a tube or blink 3 times. And it would, you know, put A onto a page. And then he'd go to S. And, you know, blink and or blow and S. How the fuck do you write a book like that? It would take you 25 years to write one book. Kind of like George R. R. Martin, and it's taken him forever to write that fucking final Game of Thrones book. You'd think he was a quadriplegic. Good Lord. Anyway, let's get to the meat of this story, shall we? So an able-bodied woman has hit back at trolls who don't think she can be satisfied by her disabled husband. How? How? I mean, I guess he maybe weighs 60 pounds. So I guess she could pick him up, put him on the bed, and then sit on his face. So I guess he could do oral, but not really. I mean, she'd be doing all the work. She'd just be grinding on his face. That's it. I mean, does his junk work? I mean, I know Stephen Hawking's junk worked. I know that because it's involuntary. It's, you know, he doesn't need to be able to move or anything for his cock to get hard. But would he feel it? I mean, if you don't have any feeling below your waist or below your fucking neck, would you feel the orgasm? I mean, could he orgasm? I guess since it's an involuntary response. But what if there's no signal going from the lower nether regions to the head? Can he still get off if the signals ain't going to the brain? All right, it's involuntary. Maybe the parts of his spine that are damaged are not the ones that, you know, send the signals from his junk to his brain. I don't know. Maybe he's able to still get hard. But if not, I mean, she's just sitting on his face or grinding on his arm or some shit. I mean, how is that him pleasing her? I don't get it. So Shane and Hannah Burkaw got together after she watched him in a documentary and reached out. She reached out to him? I mean... That's crazy. Wow. So she was looking for this kind of dude. Not some guy that can pick up the fucking 50 fucking pound water container, you know, and put it in the thing. Or can carry the groceries in or fix the car or do any of the heavy lifting. And she's pretty scrawny too. Well, who does the heavy lifting? It's so bizarre. What's this guy do for a living, by the way? Obviously, nothing that requires, you know, being ambulatory. So now they're married and opening up about their relationship. Yeah, of course. I get that. She saw him and said, this is a guy that can't run away. He won't hurt me. He'll commit to me. I don't have to worry about him going anywhere. Well, yeah. He's a quadriplegic. He's not going anywhere. That's for sure. If he is, he's going real fucking slow. You can catch him pretty easy. You can outwalk him in that fucking chair. This is so nuts. Taking part in the Style Like You series, which is part of a DIPSEA, Shane and Hannah opened up about their sex life. Oh, I gotta watch. I gotta see if I can watch this video. Okay, so here's a video of this guy and this broad. And I mean, hey, she contacted him. She knew that. By the way, talk about being a real wimp. You think it's possible that maybe she contacted him just because not only did she know that he wasn't going to go anywhere, but that she knew that he was not going to reject her? I mean, come on. Broad looks like that. You're some dude in a wheelchair. You're 3 feet tall. You can't move. And this chick contacts you. Are you really going to reject her? Even if she's a total bitch cunt, you're not going to reject her, right? You need somebody to wash you and, you know, bathe you, wipe your ass, clothe you. And this is cheaper than a nurse. Okay, even if she's a cunt to me, eh? course he's not going to reject her. Wow, this chick is damaged goods. I mean, hey, more power to him. You know, kudos to you, pal. It's nothing against you. I'm just pointing out the obvious that there's no possible way that you could really satisfy this broad unless she has extremely, extremely, extremely low expectations and is just happy to have somebody who can't book it. Which he can't. All right, let's see what she has to say.
Question number 4 from Leanne. Does Shane have regular-sized private parts? Can he get hard naturally?
See, well, I want to hear how that works, okay? I mean, it depends on the amount of damage to his spine. And actually, I guess, I don't know. I mean, wouldn't that be controlled? So that would be controlled by the brain. It depends. Let's hear.
Too much? LOL. Not too much. This is the one I Googled.
Oh, it's not too much. You're yelling for it.
Well, this is the one I Googled because I was like, oh, maybe that is too much. Like, can you find this information online?
Yeah.
So she Googled that information before she contacted him. As long as he can get hard, I'm in. So she wants a doll. She wants a living doll. Dolls can't run away.
Then I looked, and no. You literally can't find this information online.
Do you want to answer it? You're the expert.
Yes. To both of those questions.
Yes, to both.
Yep. I think a lot of people think that because...
Wait a second. I see his knee moving. His knee's moving some. So apparently he's got some kind of disease that, you know, makes him, you know, very, very much an invalid. He can't do much, but apparently there is still some movement. Some kind of muscular degenerative problem. Well, if that's the case, then his heart would be affected as well, because that's a muscle. So he doesn't have a very long lifespan, if that's the case. He's not going to have a long lifespan anyway, because he's not getting any exercise. He's going to die young. All right, let's continue.
Because you have, like, a muscle-wasting disease, that it is different, but it is not.
I don't know how to phrase this, but my head is not proportional to the size of my body.
Okay, so, all right, I thought maybe he had some kind of spinal injury. Remember, I don't read these stories beforehand, but instead he's got some kind of muscular dystrophy or something? I don't know.
True.
And one other part of me is not quite proportional. I'll let you assume what it is. It's not my toes.
Oh my god.
So he might have a big schlong. So he might have a normal sized cock. And since that's not a muscle, it works just fine, and the signals from his brain to his junk still work just fine. So, okay. It's not a nerve problem. Interesting.
Yeah. So yes to both of those questions. And I wish that there was more information online that would tell you that.
And like early on, I told Hannah that.
Yeah, I was like, hey, just
like,
that.
I was like, heads up, everything down there works, and... Yeah.
How is she getting turned on, though? I mean, I don't get this. We don't live in a world where women value character and virtues over physicality, and we certainly don't live in a world where physicality means nothing to a woman. Jeez, this is so bizarre.
Looks and, is
performs.
Wonderful. It's all wonderful.
I'm not sure if you used the phrase wonderful. I think that would have been a little bit weird.
I thought I said fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought I said superior.
All right.
Interesting. So his junk works. There's some movement capability, but he'd just be thrashing like a baby, you know, minute movements. So he might as well be a quadriplegic. Anyway, the story continues by saying, the episode called Laughing at Your Ableist BS, Hannah said, often people assume that I'm Shane's sister or mom. Yeah, why would you want to be with this guy? Well, she's fucked up in the head. We definitely got a lot of comments from straight men thinking that it's not fair that I'm with Shane, that I should be with them. Oh, please, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Wow, she got a high opinion of herself. Oh, so because they commented in the negative, or they thought it was strange, they must want to be with you. What are you, AOC? You disagree with me? That means you want to date me? No. You don't like my choices, so you want to fuck my bunghole? No, sweetheart. No. I mean, you presented it to me, I might, but that's not why I'm commenting. That's not why I'm thinking this is bizarre, okay? That's not why I'm saying it's odd, because I want to bang you. Oh, yeah, yeah. What a dumb cunt. Wow. Boy. Boy, oh, boy. Talk about an ego. This broad's got some ego. People say that I couldn't possibly be satisfied. We get that every day. Yeah, look, please. You can't. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I mean, well, I guess it's possible. You know, if you're doing all the fucking work, but where's the mental stimulation there? I mean, you're banging a... Well, it looks like a fucking toddler. Maybe she's a pedo. Maybe she's a pedo. Maybe she likes this guy because he's the size of a small child. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Anyhow, Shane has spinal muscular atrophy, SMA, then added, they perceive that I can't have sex in their very limited missionary man fucks woman way. They think that is the be all and end all of sex. Oh, no. No. I know there's more. But, I mean, let's be honest here. There's not much more for you and him. I mean, you grind on his face. You get on top. He's not banging you doggy style. Most positions are out of the fucking question. Otherwise, I mean, you're having to fucking position this dude. It must be tiring. I mean, she wants some kind of, variety. She's having to do all of the, moving and picking him up. And maybe that's what she likes about it. Maybe there's a side to it that is kind of like maternal. Like he's a little baby or something. I don't know. Anyway, little do they know, our intimacy benefits from my disability. What? He says that their sex life, that him being disabled is beneficial? How the fuck is that? What are you? Is she like a dominant and submissive? Is there some kind of weird fucking power dynamic going on here? I mean, if that's the case, I guess so. Like she's a dom and he's a sub. But I mean, my disability benefits us. I mean, otherwise, I can't see how it would. Okay. But if she's the dom and he's the sub, okay, I can imagine some kinky shit. Like maybe her banging him with a strap on or some shit. It's like double-ended, and while she's banging him, that stimulates her as well, I guess. I mean, I can imagine some pretty freaky shit, okay? I got a good imagination. So I guess there could be some weird stuff they're doing that, is beneficial to the quality of their sex life, I suppose. Doesn't look like what you see in the movies, but I can totally do it. Well, you ain't doing nothing, pal. Okay, let's be honest, pal. You're not doing much of anything. She's doing all the work, okay? Which I guess is beneficial for him. He's got the perfect excuse, right? He can't do anything. Could you bang me from behind? Well, you know I can't move. Okay, I'll do all the work again. That's pretty good. Well, in that sense, that's a positive. It benefits him. She has to do all the work. And it's not like she can complain. I mean, she knew he was a quadriplegic when she fucking married him. It's bizarre, though, that she went seeking this out. Anyway, wow. Not to knock him, but he looks weird. I mean, I don't get it. I do not see the attraction, so, you know, she's not normal. It's fine. Works for her. She's mentally ill, all right. She gets off on this shit. More power to you, I guess. I would think that, you know, you could get a better quality of life, sweetheart, if you weren't so messed up in the head and could make it work with a normal dude. I mean, maybe he's normal, maybe mentally, but physically, no, let's be honest. He's not in that sense. Anyway, he went on to say, I am more often than not the initiator. What? Well, you can't be initiating, like, in a physical sense. What, do you blink three times? I mean, what's the initiation, yo? Let's fuck! I guess that's initiating. All right, well, I suppose that's technically initiating. A non-disabled man might come up to hand and start rubbing her shoulders. You see, that's what I think of when, I hear the word initiation. And just say, hey, do you want to have, go have sex? Yeah, okay, remove the physical part. And you could do that too. And I know that that probably shakes people as like, oh, that must not be romantic, but take our word for it. So, okay. After I ask that, we are romantic. Whoa! Look at her hips. No gut. She's got a great body. What are you doing with this guy? Again, more power to him. Speaking directly to the guy, I have nothing against you. You're the man. You got this chick. Because she's damaged, she's fucked up, and she wanted to be with some dude who, can't move. By the way, could you imagine what the fucking blowback would be if a dude was with a dudette? Have you ever seen a dude with a dudette that was like this guy? No. Of course not. Only women. And I've seen this phenomenon before. Broads getting with guys that are like 2 feet tall. Midgets. It's weird shit. Oh, he's such a mess and so pathetic. He'd never leave me. You know, that's what's going through her fucking head. Anyway. By the way, what does that say about her actual self-esteem? It's not that great. Trying to present herself as somebody who has a lot of confidence. Anybody that has a problem with this relationship wants to bang me. Yeah, that's bullshit. It's just overcompensation on her part. So when we are in bed together, I can ask her, will you roll me toward you? So she's like an uber feminist, I guess. Likes having all the hand, all the power in the relationship. I don't know how that turns a woman on. I mean, my experience with women, they want the exact opposite no matter what they say. Or can you move my arm so I can reach your neck or cheek? He ain't reaching nothing, okay? She's doing all the reaching. She's just moving him and positioning him like a fucking marionette. So odd. Going into more detail, I don't know that I want to hear more detail. Hannah said, in general, Shane uses his voice in ways that other people might just physically do something. Well, yeah, he tells you what to do, and you do it. And that turns you on because you're a control freak, sweetheart. The couple are so comfortable and in tune with one another. Says who? Says you? I'd love to see what the dynamic of their relationship is without a camera there. She's probably a total bitch and cunt. I guarantee it. And Hannah believes she knows his body and preferences just as well as knowing her own. Well, I mean, he's going to say he likes whatever she tells him to. He's the submissive. The pair have also previously spoken out about how things down there work and look just as they should. I'd be willing to bet that his junk can't be all that big. I mean, I guess it could, but he's like 2 feet tall and shriveled up. Anything he's got is going to proportionally look bigger just because the rest of him is so tiny. Shane said, my head is not proportional to the size of my body, and one other part of me is not quite proportional. Yeah, okay, pal. She's wearing a ring there. What's this kid do for a living anyway? Can't do anything? I don't know. Maybe he's a salesman? Customer service rep? What could he possibly do? He can't barely move. I mean, he uses his voice. I guess maybe there's programs that would allow him to verbally answer a phone and shit. Maybe he could be like an at-home receptionist, work from home, and has voice assist for everything on his computer, and then he can take calls and shit. But I can't imagine he could do much else. I mean, this guy's not trundling into fucking court and being a fucking lawyer. I mean, I guess he could be, but... How's he read a book? I guess he reads them online. I guess all the textbooks required. I mean, is he a college graduate? Has he always been like this? I mean, I guess he reads everything online. I guess he could tell the PC to turn the page. She's too hot to be with him. I'm sorry. This is bizarre. This is so odd. So somebody or multiple somebodies damaged this broad potentially beyond repair. And I think there's a little bit of pedophilia going on here, maybe. This is just my, you know, dime store psychoanalysis. But for this chick to be so damaged that she's content in a relationship with this dude, and I'm not detracting from the dude, not taking anything away from him, but just speaking practically, pragmatically, a normal human, or even somebody who's had, you know, multiple failed relationships, is still not going to be so fucked up, in my opinion. Though I'm sure there's some circumstances where they are. But I think in most cases, they're not going to be so fucked up that they would be happy in this situation. I think she was probably abused as a child. I think she's maybe the victim of child rape, sexual assault as a child, something that has to do with sex with somebody that was in a familial relationship, and that relationship was abused, and this damaged her during her most important developmental phase and left her so fucked up, incapable of having a normal relationship, that she can be content with this dude who, let's face it, is pretty fucked up. Oh, yeah, his junk works, but he can't do anything. So I think this broad has suffered a lot of trauma in her childhood. I don't think you could suffer enough trauma in your adulthood to be happy with this guy. Not taking anything away from him. I don't know how this could be healthy for him either. I really can't imagine she's a good, nice, kind, decent person to him when the cameras are off. Look at his eyes. Looks like he might be terrified. You're leaving? No, camera crew, don't leave. She's going to fucking whack the shit out of me when you're gone. I don't know. I think there might be some Stockholm syndrome going on here with this fucking dude. I really... I know that he's going to take what he can fucking get if he wants to get banged, yo, but what the fuck? I can't imagine that this broad is not abusive, is not difficult, is not a total bitch, cunt, because she has to be incredibly damaged to want to be in a relationship like this to begin with. And incredibly damaged people tend to be abusive people because they themselves were abused. And to be in this kind of situation, she couldn't have... in any way, shape, or form, really recovered from said abuse. So somebody who's still this damaged, who hasn't been to the therapy that is required for somebody who's obviously went through the kind of trauma she has, is not going to be a partner that is going to make a good relationship mate. This is just my dime store psycho fucking analysis. Anyway, let me know what you think. Is this normal? Could this broad be a normal woman? And want to be with and actually be with a guy like this and be happy, be content in this kind of relationship unless she's a fucked up psycho / sociopath type individual? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go there, follow me. And let me know what you think about this arrangement. Personally, I think it's fucked up. I think she's a sexual assault survivor from her childhood who hasn't gotten the required mental health help to fix herself. And I think she's hiding from reality, hiding from real relationships, hiding from true intimacy in this weird relationship she's in. But let me know what you think in the comments.